Hello and welcome to Radio Edutalk. This is David Noble in Dalgetty Bay in Scotland, and I'm delighted that this evening we're going to be talking about the Teacher Five a Day Journal and Handbook. And I'd like to welcome to the show Naomi, Patrick and Julie. Welcome folks to Radio Edutalk.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And as ever, if we just start by hearing a little bit of the background of our guests. So if we can start with Naomi and then Patrick and then Julie, if you could just give us a brief background to your career in education and your present role.
Yeah, of course. So I worked in the media for about 5 years and then I moved over to education, which was a good plan looking back. And that was about 13 years ago, and I've been an English teacher and sort of head of department for that time. And at the moment, I'm a full-time mum, just having a break, just having had a little boy. So, but still very, very engaged in the world of education. I think there's an education bug. Once you get it, it's hard to shake off.
Of course. What about yourself, Patrick?
Well, I've been a lifer in terms of I left school, went straight to college to train to teach. Started in 1983, so 29 years as a teacher, 25 as a senior leader within secondary school, and of that 14 years as a head teacher. First 10 years in my own schools, and for the last 4 years I've gone to schools and academies that have found themselves in maybe challenging contexts. So, for example, last year I went to a school that was sort of fairly deep into special measures to help bring it out. This year I'm into another academy in the north in a very similar role.
And what about your own background, Julie?
So I went into corporate marketing when I left university and then decided that I really wanted to go into teaching languages, foreign languages, and moved across from Northern Ireland to England. And I've been teaching languages for 16 years, but for the last 8 I've been an assistant head teacher in a large 11 to 16 school in Wiltshire. Yes. 8 years as an assistant head.
Okay, thanks everyone. And I'll just say at this point that if you listen to the live show and you have any questions or comments for our guests, then you can get in touch in two ways. You can email edutalker, that's edutalkr @hotmail.co.uk, or you can pop something up on Twitter and just include the hashtag edutalk. Now, I wouldn't make this too artificial, folks. I'll just put questions out there, and if you feel free to come in and add to each other's contributions, come in whichever order. So I'll just put it out there to start off with. Some people may have heard of the Teacher Five a Day hashtag, but could you kind of explain it in simple terms to those who may not have come across it before?
I'll have a go at that one, if that's all right. So Teacher Five a Day hashtag was kind of born from TeachMeets, really, which people are probably familiar with. And it was going to a teach meet, and we Martin Ray, who sort of came up with a hashtag. There was a talk from an educator there who was talking about something called the John Muir Award, which is around these sort of five areas, and that kind of coalesced with the New Economics Foundation's research around their wellbeing research, which sort of says that there are these five simple actions, which if you try and aspire to do them daily, it's very, very good for your sort of state of mind and also your physical state. And so we were both aware that we love teaching. We were aware that people were struggling and people were leaving the profession, and it felt like there needed to be a really positive voice in education, sort of and a supportive community, really. And so there were lots of blogs about it, and then the sort of Teacher Five a Day hashtag was born, and people sort of tweet about these five actions, and I can tell you that they're to connect, to learn, to notice, to volunteer, and to exercise. And teachers are trying to achieve these things on a daily basis and really sharing them with each other, and it's become quite powerful, I think. Has anyone got anything to add there? That was a bit of background.
So, yeah, I mean, what you just said there, I think, is the actual background of how that created. I engaged just over a year ago with the hashtag and picked it up and connected with Martin initially to see what was happening. And there seemed to be a lot of well-being tweets out there with the five-a-day focus. And I was working in schools that, again, as a head teacher, that I was sometimes going, and there was quite a toxic culture of accountability, sort of no excuses, high expectations, but a real staff were really hammered or driven under. And I thought my approach is a different way to that. It's around the theory I use is around putting your own oxygen mask on first so you can help others, so then we can make an impact on learners, and actually putting staff wellbeing at the front. And for me, the teacher five-a-day provided a really good vehicle to allow teachers to focus on themselves and to notice and to connect and all the other things. And I just used, and like a lot of us, I think, tried to find creative ways to make it work in our own schools with our own staff. That was my way into it.
And I think for me, I was just going to say that it's interesting to see how the Teacher Five a Day hashtag has then developed thematically with the months. So you've got Teacher Five a Day Sketch, Teacher Five a Day Cook, Teacher Five a Day 20 Days in July. So at critical points throughout the year, if teachers find that the five key points of connect, learn, volunteer, notice and exercise kind of are becoming a challenge, then there's also a theme every month that they can hook into.
It's really interesting, and you mentioned Ofsted there. You know, do you think this really is a kind of movement against the way that certain accountability pressures have mounted on the teaching profession? And do you think it's particular to England in your own experience and conversations, or do you think it's UK wide, or are people getting involved from all over the world?
Again, from my own perspective, I've used it as an antidote to some of that toxic culture. And again, last year, I went to a school last year that had been in special measures for over 2 years with results still in decline. And within one term, we managed to come out of special measures through staff being engaged, focused, connected back into their own profession and looking after each other and really, really putting the effort to look after each other so we could make a difference with the children. So it allowed that the movement allowed me to really shift some of those obstacles. I'm not blaming Ofsted for that at all. Maybe the accountability, maybe that's been interpreted by some people, because we approached Ofsted to a real focus on wellbeing as an improvement tool, and it worked. And again, I'm in the new school I'm in now, I'm using exactly the same strategies, in fact, developing and taking them even further with the school, the different context, but working exactly the same way. So I think it's a pressure we put ourselves under, or leaders quite often put us under, maybe as a result of Ofsted or any other external pressure. As far as elsewhere, I was speaking at a conference in Vietnam about 2 weeks ago and talked about Teacher Five a Day and wellbeing as part of what we were doing. And again, anywhere you speak, there are teachers who are trying their own things. And I know teachers over there now are following the hashtag and developing that in their own areas. There's no reason why it can't be worldwide. There's no reason why it can't work in, I think, within any sphere of education.
And I think the beauty of it is it's sort of started off very organically, and people are creating whatever they need to create out of it in their own context. So, you know, it's not a one size fits all model at all. You know, I know that one thing Patrick does is very, has very open communication with his staff, and sort of, you know, it's really important that you find out what's going on with your staff, and then, you know, maybe use Teacher Five a Day as an easy lens to kind of work with your staff, but that's what I kind of like about it. It's a way of opening the door to conversations about what's going on, how a teacher's doing, and then sort of responding.
And what if
in terms of opening the door to conversations, I spoke to people at the Department of Education who were very interested in the whole Teacher Five a Day, particularly when they were looking at teacher workload, and they were interested in how schools were adapting it and embedding it within the culture of the school.
Well, with that in mind, Julie, if maybe just start off with yourself then, you know, what actual examples did you feel have had most impact in your own setting, or maybe examples that you've heard of online or with colleagues? I mean, you alluded to earlier on that there's a whole number of different aspects to the hashtag nowadays.
the biggest impact that we had in our school was actually writing it into the school development plan and making sure that governors and all staff were aware. And looking at the school calendar, which can become incredibly busy with meetings after school, we made sure that we cleared weeks and had teacher five-a-day well-being weeks. So staff had that opportunity to bond under the five headline activities to be able to meet and learn new skills and relax and exercise and cook things. And that had the biggest impact because it also, students started to notice that it was teacher well-being week. And they suddenly started to realise that teachers were having to look after themselves as well. So if the students can see it, then they can look after their well-being as well.
That's just fantastic to hear, isn't it? That you know, this hashtag, this small idea has just had that kind of impact or enables a way of communicating the importance of teacher well-being and has that kind of impact. That's just brilliant that Julie's driven that forward as well.
What about for yourself, Naomi, then? What's really stood out for you? And I appreciate at this point you might want to start mentioning the journal and handbook.
Well, for me, you know, I have, after having my son, I guess you can start to feel a little bit kind of isolated, I suppose, if you're on maternity leave or if you're coming back from maternity leave. And for me, the main thing about Teacher 5 a Day by a mile is the connection you have with people. And that comes through the communities that Julie mentioned, just the feedback on the work that you're doing is just fantastic. And then you find that you're going to be collaborating with these people as well. So that's kind of what happened with the journal, really. I mean, Martin and I had an idea that, okay, we've got all these people on Twitter, but actually that's quite a minority of teachers. How can we sort of knock on the staff room door of people who aren't really on Twitter? Okay, maybe we could create a book. And so that's sort of been my main role really over the last year, is kind of editing this book and talking to the brilliant people, the voices behind Five a Day, and kind of collating it all into a journal and handbook.
Can you say a bit more then, Naomi, about what the journal and handbook contains and crucially how people can obtain a copy?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really proud of how it looks, actually. It's a really nicely designed book. I just worked with another mum, actually, who's sort of coming back from not working, graphic designer, and she came up with the branding and the design. And then it really was a matter of sort of looking through the blogs and contacting people like Patrick and Julie and saying, do you like to write something? And also there are photographs by teachers. There are tasks in there. There are pages where you can write down sort of things you're grateful for, kind of things you're working on there. There's pages about goal setting and there's guidance on goal setting around well-being. And I'm hoping that if you read this book, you will find a voice that really resonates with your own experience. And what I would encourage people to do as well is if you get this book and you have that experience, wow, that sounds great, this person is really on my wavelength, then get in touch with them. You know, as I said about connection, you know, get in touch with this person, work with them, learn from them, take what they've done and make it your own. And where you can get it at the moment, it is on Etsy.com, and you can just search for it there, and very soon it will be on Amazon as well. But it's very homegrown. It was a crowdfunded campaign, and it's you know, it's made by teachers for teachers. So yeah, we're very proud of it.
That's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I've had a look around myself, and I'm certainly going to be purchasing a copy very soon. And Patrick, moving into your own school context, can you say a bit more then about how you see the hashtag maybe developing or the various aspects around Teacher 5 a Day in your own school, and what other things or other aspects of it might you build in the future?
Okay, well, from my perspective, again, as a teacher, I use it for my own well-being. I also use it to model well-being for staff. So it's a weekend, if I'm doing something with family, I'm saying I'm doing that. If it's a school night and I'm doing something, I'll say that as well, to be able to model the fact the amount of teachers I meet that won't take any time off in the school night or at a weekend with the amount of workload they have to do. So I think it's important as leaders we model that and use the hashtag to show that, as well as advice or activities that are going on in my own school. And again, for me, it's a again, this is my view as a leader, as a head teacher in a school. I don't think the approach to the teacher five a day and wellbeing is a soft option within leadership. I think it really is a way of making sure that impact is delivered. And again, based on that moral purpose of why we do what we do, most teachers, when you have those conversations, want to work towards improving the lives for children. And because they're so focused and driven, we need to give them tools or a way, a mechanism of looking after themselves and actually looking after each other. And the hashtag develops that. So to be honest, if there was, and there probably is one of these now, a teacher five a day bake-off. I know that we're having a bake-off in school, which we're doing with staff shortly, as a fun activity after school, which we'll tweet about, which will link into Macmillan to sell cakes and so on. It's something very small. It's putting activities like that for staff, by staff again. We have a weekly wellbeing star of the week, which I did for the first time in the first week of the week. We had over 50 people in the new school nominated. And actually where staff are sharing the things they're doing to support and help each other. We do things like wellbeing bags where random acts of kindness within school to just, if someone's not feeling particularly well and they need to pick up, you pick them up. If somebody's just, again, randomly throughout the school to spread and help people to do that. I had one example last year within school of people that had engaged with this. Again, then within a group of staff, member of staff's mother was really ill and then died. She was out for 8 days. So beforehand, they organised themselves. They took all the marking, got all the marking and preparation sorted for the time she'd been off. So she came back to a blank sheet. Now, that sort of activity is spurned by the ethos and the culture created through Teacher Five a Day. And then it spawned all sorts of things like Fruity Fridays in school, where people share photographs that we've Teacher Five a Day of bringing fruit in for each other, or baking cakes and bringing them in, or when Wimbledon's on, people bring strawberries and cream, or just activities that staff do which are a distract from the normal drudge in a day that can be, or the pressure to lift each other, as well as some real tangible ways of supporting each other as well. So I think you can grow any way you want in any school. You should grow it any way you can do and let the staff grow it organically so that it improves their own well-being and their own survival kit you're helping them to develop using hashtag teacher five a day.
And Patrick, it sounds like you've had no difficulty whatsoever in bringing a hashtag alive in a real sense to make a difference to people in their within their workplace. And I wonder, Julie, how you've gone about actually engaging colleagues and others who aren't necessarily online and don't inhabit the same digital spaces as yourself.
I think the beauty of the Teach 5 Day Journal was the fact that you saw lots of people buying it, and it's a physical product that can be put on the staff room table. Lots of people involved in the initial teacher training have bought copies, and in fact I had a professional tutor meeting today with some people who they're only 2 weeks into their teaching career. But as Patrick said, it's our moral purpose and moral duty as school leaders be able to model how to look after ourselves in what is a very stressful profession, that these initial teacher trainees at the start of their career are aware of how to look after themselves. And the five words are just so simple to be able to remember: connect, learn, volunteer, notice and exercise. It's so easy for a trainee straight out of university to remember that actually they do need to get out and exercise and look after their own physical well-being and mental well-being to cope with the pressures.
Yeah. Could I just come in on that point? I in the school I've just left, I did some research with the staff and asked them to supply how what they thought our focus on well-being and Teacher Five a Day had made to them. And again, it's not the NQTs you said there. I have one of my union reps here that said I was beginning to think I'd got it wrong, but then I was reminded this year of my values and doing the right thing, and I have a voice I should be able to use. Another member of staff who talked about Actually being supported in the nature of the group of people, again through the hashtag as well, following and helped me come back quickly following a recent mental health issue. So, you know, I've got probably 50, 60 quotes from staff all falling over themselves to say how good things have been for them as a result of the focus on well-being, and in particular the use of the their own personal use of the hashtag. But if they're not involved out there on Twitter land, what that can do, bringing that into their school.
And just as we come into the last... Sorry, on you go.
Oh, I was just going to sort of say that it's not very much of a leap, is it, to listen to Julian Patrick's evidence from school to say that this surely has an impact on teacher retention and sort of satisfaction and fulfilment within the workplace. Because, you know, if you are connected with your team and you're feeling good yourself, you're definitely going to stay in the job. And there is a problem, isn't there, with teacher retention. So although these are relatively perhaps small actions, I think the accumulative power of them can change a culture and lead to a school hanging on to very good members of staff. So, you know, the outcomes are quite compelling, I think.
And just finally, from myself, I mean, I was involved in the kind of helping to get some of the first teach meets off the ground, and you know, you've soon been involved in many debates around the development and future of teach meet. But I'm just wondering whether this is similar in some ways, that really you kind of lose control of it quite quickly, and it just goes off and becomes different things to different people. Do you have kind of thoughts or a plan on sustainability and how to, you know, develop in different areas, or are you happy just to let other people take the idea and run with it in whichever positive way they wish?
I think there are lots of ways, directions you can go in. I know Martin's organised a retreat in November, December for teachers around each of the five areas. So I think there is a lot of potential to develop the brand, if it's going to go that way, in terms of teacher training and publishing and so on. But I think for now, yeah, the beauty of it is it's owned by the teachers and schools to use in whatever way they see fit.
From my point of view, I came in because I saw the use of it for me and for my school and my context at the time. Quite selfishly, I suppose, wanted to do the best by the students and staff and community I was working at the time. And I do believe it's shown the best of collaborative entrepreneurship, really, what a group of people can do, and actually then create a future going forward. And there is a, you know, fairly tight group of people within the hashtag that help develop, try new ideas and put things out. We tend to bounce, as Nona was saying, through her and through Martin, some of the ideas, and that keeps things going along the way. But again, it's not about getting permission to do things. It's a good idea, and it's going to help staff well-being, and with the focus on the five areas, then it can't be wrong, in my opinion. So for my point of view, it may go off and become something more formal. It may do that, but for me, it's the use, as creative as I want to be, to meet the needs of my students, staff and community. That for me has been the beauty, and I hope it keeps growing in that way.
Yeah, I guess you can look at it one way as losing control, but another way of looking at it is that it's just got a real life about it, and it's sort of caught fire a bit. Sorry, Julie.
I was going to say, for me, that the beauty of the whole Teach 5 a Day hashtag is the fact that it's very organic, and that schools in different contexts can run with it in a way that supports their own staff. So we, in November, had Teacher 5 a Day wellbeing bags, but some people did it as a head of faculty for their team, some people did it for the whole school, some people did it for the support staff and the teaching staff. So I can see it being owned more and more by teachers on the ground.
And just to finish up, maybe yourself, Naomi, could you point us in the right direction? Then you've maybe mentioned again about the journal and handbook, but, you know, where are the two or three key areas on the web that people should go to for more information?
Well, the best place to go is etsy.com, and just to search for Teacher 5 a Day, Teacher Five a Day with the number five, and you'll find my shop. I'm clearly not a businesswoman. I should probably be in lots more places over the web, but that's the best place to go and find it. And then please, on Twitter, if you go and just search the hashtag Teacher Five a Day, then you'll find it there as well and find the community. And I would just advocate, you know, get involved and find out more.
Okay, I'd just like to thank our three guests this evening for enlightening us with the whole Teacher Five a Day hashtag and all the associated developments. It's been absolutely fascinating having you on the show. I must admit that as somebody that's kind of moved away from using Twitter for educational reasons recently, I haven't really picked up on this hashtag, but it ties in with a lot of issues within my school, and it's something that I'll definitely be looking into in the coming days and weeks. So thanks again for taking time out. The podcast will be available later on this evening, and I'm sure you can get in touch with our guests via the usual channels, or you can get in touch by email or through the EduTalk hashtag, and we'll be sure to pass any comments or questions on. So thanks again, and best wishes for the future.